I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles. Now turn with me to Genesis 27. Genesis 27. I'd like to look at verses 18 through 27. And I've entitled this, How Can I Approach God Accepted? Now, there's no greater revelation of God's mercy to undeserving sinners found in all Scripture than the one that is set forth in the passage that I'd like to continue looking at today. We know from what we've considered before this chapter, Esau is not going to receive the blessing of Isaac. But Esau has been sent into the field to make venison, to get some, kill a deer, and make some venison, prepare a savory meal for his daddy, Isaac. And his daddy told him, he said, go get this and prepare it that I may bless thee before the Lord, before I die. A blessing that Esau cared nothing about. He sold his birthright to his brother for a bowl of pottage. Well, Esau's mama, Rebekah, she heard what Isaac, her husband, said to Esau. And Rebekah, years before, I'm talking about 80 years before, these boys were not kids. These were not young teenagers or something like that. These boys were probably somewhere around 80 years old. And the Lord had told Rebekah, when she was to be delivered of the children because of the war was going on with her, and she asked, why am I thus? And the Lord told her, he said, there's two nations in you, two manner of people, two different people. And the elder is going to serve the younger. Now, she understood what that meant, that the elder was not going to get the blessing. She knew that. Spirit of God moved the Apostle Paul to relate that in Romans chapter 9. And based upon the Lord's revelation to her concerning the blessing that was going to go to the younger son, Jacob, she prepares Jacob to go before his father to receive the blessing. Now, as I read this again, I was made to think this. What a place to be. Here she is. She's in a position that she believed God. She believed the Lord. And let me just say this, as I've said in these two previous messages on this chapter right here. Now, men may question the manner in which she instructed Jacob to approach his daddy Isaac. And we're going to look at exactly what happened. But I want us to remember something. All Scripture given by inspiration of God. And the Spirit of God is not going to hide neither the frailty of man or the glory of God in the accomplishing of God's purpose. The counsel of God is going to stand. Now, Rebekah is going to prepare savory meat that Isaac loves from two good kids of the flock. That's what she told Jacob. You go get them. And you go get two good kids. Get two goats. Now there's a picture of the mercy of God toward His people that was set forth. Actually, it was set forth in the book of Exodus, chapter 16, on the Day of Atonement. Now we're in Genesis chapter 27. Saying this in this order, I got a reason for saying it this way. She's going to take goodly raiment of her son, Esau, and she's going to place that goodly raiment upon Jacob. She's going to cover his hands with the skins of those goats. And you know what that is. That's a type of being robed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Something we read about in the book of Jeremiah. Robed in His righteousness. You say, well, how did she know that? Well, obviously the Lord had given her some light. Now, I want you to consider something here. She obviously had some light, like Abel. Turn back to Genesis 4:4. Genesis 4:4. Now this is before, and this is in the beginning. This is right here in the beginning. Genesis 4:4. Here's what Scripture says concerning Abel and his brother Cain bringing an offering. So I'll read verse 3 and 4. Genesis 4:3 and 4. In process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Now, again, when was that written? That was written back in Genesis 4. These were kids of Adam and Eve. These were kids of Adam and Eve. And before the law was given at Sinai, before this was, when Abel brought that offering, what did God have to say about it? Well, I'll tell you what, turn over to Hebrews 11. Here's what God said about Abel bringing his offering. Hebrews 11:4. Hebrews 11:4 says concerning Abel, but by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaking. Now let me ask you something. When Abel brought that offering of blood, how did he do it? By faith. He believed God. Where did he get that knowledge? God gave it to him. Had to. No way. So back in Genesis 27, the Lord has spoken to Rebekah. He talked to Rebekah back before Rebekah had these boys. The boys being not yet born. Neither having done any good or evil. But that the purpose of God according to election might stand, it was said unto her. The elder is going to serve the younger. That's what's going to happen. Now, brethren, we're back in Genesis 27, and we look at this passage of Scripture. And what I would like for us to do is to look at the instruction of this word, knowing that the glory of Almighty God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ is the message. In this passage of Scripture, we shall behold in type, in picture, the only hope of acceptance before God. Now, remember, we're all going to stand before God. Every person in this room right here, we're going to stand before God. And in that day, this is all going to be real. It's going to be real then. So what I want to know is this. I pray that the Lord give us understanding concerning being accepted of God Almighty. Now remember, just like Abel, right here in the beginning, he by faith did what he did. God Almighty gave him some understanding. And we know that because God said he did. And Rebekah has gotten a word from the Lord on this. And she's walking in light that she's got. So is Isaac. I'll read that toward the end of this chapter. You know, I can tell you where it is. It's Hebrews 11:20. Isaac, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith he did. You stop right now and just ask yourself, when Isaac blessed Jacob, who did he believe he was blessing? Esau. Scripture says, by faith, he blessed Jacob and Esau. So, brethren, let's look at this passage of Scripture and see what the Lord has to say. Isaac is going to bless Esau in his mind. Rebekah is going to prepare Jacob to go before Isaac. And Jacob knows that the blessing is not his by right of birth, but rather, the blessing is his only by the free grace and good pleasure of God. Not by works of righteousness that we've done. But it's according to his mercy that he saves us. Now we all understand that in ourselves, we're not worthy to receive the blessing of God from our birth in Adam. Now here's, let's just all put ourselves in Jacob's shoes right now. We're all Jacob's. We're all supplanters. We're all heel catchers. And therefore, to find any hope whatsoever, we must be robed in the raiment of him who is accepted of God. Genesis 27:18. All preparation has been made. Meal's been prepared. It's in Esau's raiment. He's got the skins of the goats on his arms and hands, smooth of his neck. And the scripture says, and he came unto his father, and he said, my father. And he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. Now let me remind us of something. If we find our focus totally upon Jacob's deception, we'll lose sight of the picture that's been set forth here concerning our need of standing before God accepted and blessed of him. Is Jacob a liar? Yes. No doubt. Ain't no doubt about it. Is that Esau talking to his daddy? No. Jacob is clothed in the raiment of his elder brother. And he's bringing a feast that his mother knew that her husband, Isaac, would savor. And here is the whole truth of this right here. There's no other way that Jacob is going to receive the blessing except he be robed in the raiment of his brother Esau. He's got a meal that is prepared. in Isaac's mind by Esau. And he feels and smells like Esau. The truth is, we are by nature sinners. And except we stand before God Almighty, robed in the righteousness of Christ, we shall not be accepted of God. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You hear Him. The believer in the Lord Jesus Christ knows that he is not accepted. God Almighty in His own merit, He is only accepted in His Savior, the one who redeemed Him and loved Him and was made what He is. Sin. That what we are in ourselves, in Christ, we might be made the righteousness of God. Jacob is a type of God's sheep. Now here's where we are. Those eternally loved and chosen in the Lord Jesus, who according to God's revelation, are going to receive the blessing. He who stands before his father, Jacob, in himself, and we are not going to get around this point right here. He is a lying sinner. He's a lying sinner. And the true picture of all that's been born into this world in Adam's transgressions, sinners who truly need and desire the blessing of heaven, all who from birth are rebels against God by choice and by practice. And when Isaac asked, in that verse 18, "Who art thou, my son?" Jacob gives the only answer that Isaac is going to accept for the giving of the blessing. This is the only answer that Isaac's going to accept. "I am Esau, thy firstborn, and I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat my venison, that thy soul may bless me." Brethren, we have one way that we can approach God. Turn with me to Galatians 2. Galatians chapter 2. Would Isaac accept Jacob in the best that Jacob could do? Isaac is going to accept Esau. Galatians 2, 16. Galatians 2, 16. "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." This is the truth for all of us in that day. That verse of Scripture that I just quoted, 2 Corinthians 5:21. "He, the Father, hath made him," the Lord Jesus Christ, sin. God Almighty is going to have to take what that Jacob is and be made what he is, sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him, found in Him. Everything that Jacob had before his father Isaac was prepared for him. Rebekah prepared the meat. She took the goodly raiment, put it on his back. Jacob did nothing of himself to receive that blessing from his father. Jacob did nothing. It was all done for him. And brethren, we don't either. Men can stand before themselves and others and say, I'm going to do what is expected of me. I'm going to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask him to come into my heart. And turn over a new life and leave. And I'm going to do this, that, and the other. And I'm telling you, except a man, a woman be found in Christ, he has no hope. Isaiah 61:10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As Rebekah, a picture of the Spirit of God, robed Jacob in the raiment of Esau. And Isaac accepted the one that stood before him as being Esau, a picture of Christ. The Spirit of God has revealed that God Almighty has robed us in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has robed us in Him. That's what He said. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He clothed me. He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels, and then accepts us. What are we in ourselves? Jacob's. Deserving of damnation, deserving of it. God Almighty made him what we are. Sin. Now again, we ain't getting around what Jacob is. He is a supplanter. He's a liar. That's what he is. That's what we are. What was the only hope he had? That his mama would put that robe on him and send him before his daddy in the person of the one that his daddy was going to accept. And this is the only hope we got. That God Almighty would take our guilt, what we are, and bear it for us, and pay the debt of us, and put it away as far as the east is from the west, and robe us in that righteousness of perfection and righteousness of Christ, and accept us in the beloved. Genesis 27:20. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? He said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. You know how apparent it is that there's nothing, there's no depth to our depravity. God has purposed the blessing to those who can do nothing but sin. How did you prepare this meal so quickly, my son? He says, the Lord thy God brought it to me. Here's Jacob willing to ascribe his success, lying, to the goodwill and providence of God. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I mean, we're looking here at nothing but the absolute total depravity of man. But Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. Paul said, of whom I'm chief. I wish there was a way that we could somehow look at Jacob and say, you know what? The Lord loved him and chose him, which is absolutely true. Somehow, there was something good in him that merited it, and there's not. There's not. The Lord has said concerning his people, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Oh, what a hope, a promise it is to sinners like us. Standing before his daddy to be blessed in himself, knowing. Now here, I'm just thinking about where I am. I'm right now. Here's where I am right now. I can tell you right now, there's been already in my mind, while I'm looking at notes, reading these notes that I've gone over about, no, won't tell how many times, rewritten them, going over them, and I know about where they are, and I can find my place in this, that, and the other. And there's been things that's gone through my mind that would be the most embarrassing thing in the world if you even knew what I thought, and God knows it. I'm the Jacob. The Jacob. And robed in the righteousness of Christ. Accepted. How thankful I am. The Lord said, Luke 5:32, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. If there's a sinner in here, I'm talking about now, really, I'm not talking about, you know, look and say, well, you know, I used to be. I'm not as bad as I used to be. Neil, you said it in your message last week. I listened to that message. You said, you know, the older we get, the more we realize. We realize the depth of what we are. That's so true. Christ Jesus came to this world to save sinners. Verse 21-24. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and he said, the voice is Jacob's voice. The hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. Beloved, no earthly picture can ever set forth the absolute beauty and exactness and truthfulness of the heavenly reality. I know that. By faith, we behold in type and shadow the wonder of this revelation. I mean, just get it in your mind what Jacob is. That's what we are. Let's just go ahead and be upfront about it. There ain't nobody in here good. There ain't none of us worth anything. We're all Jacobs. We're all deceivers. We smile and pat each other on the back and deceitful thoughts. And this is what we are. But by faith alone, the reality of this is that this sinner right here is robed in the raiment of one that his father is going to bless. And the reality is that God's people, believers, are robed in the righteousness of Christ, and their guilt is put away. The debt is put away. Gone, cast as far as the east is from the west. Are you my very son, verse 24. Are you my very son, Esau? And Jacob said, I am. Now, we're not going to understand the depth of this because, again, we see through a glass darkly. But again, Jeff, you just read 1 John 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect. And I read this right now, and I'm thinking, he said, his daddy told him, he said, now, verse 22, he said, come near. I want you to come real close to me. I want you to come real close, and I want to feel you. Your voice is the voice of Jacob's. the hands of Esau, thy hands. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I thought when Isaac told Jacob, I want you to come real close to me. You come close. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. God knows. Because as He is, so are we in this world. Surely, Jacob, as we all do, in himself, felt the guilt of his sin as he stood before his father. He knew who he was standing before. And brethren, right now, we who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we find no confidence in our flesh. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. Every believer is going to find his place with Jacob right here. But the Scripture declares concerning those sinners who have, by the grace of God and the power of God, cast themselves upon the mercy of God. Here's what the Scripture says. That right now, we are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Are you truly my son, Esau? I am. Somebody said, explain the depth of the reality of that. I can't. But I can turn over to John 17. John 17, turn with me there, and I'm going to close this up. I want you to listen to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in His high priestly prayer. As it speaks of the union of Himself with His people, His body, His bride. The Scripture says, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. One flesh. And then Paul said, this is a great mystery. You're not kidding. Why? Because I'm looking at my wife out there, and there's two of us. This is a great mystery. Paul said, but I speak of Christ and His bride. John 17, verse 20-23. The Lord said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that Thou hast sent me. And the glory which Thou gavest me, I have given them. That they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and Thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that Thou hast sent me and has loved them, as Thou hast loved me. Now, brethren, I wouldn't even attempt. I've read what different men that I love and appreciate so much have said. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to just tell you right now the depth of the oneness of the Lord Jesus Christ and His people is such that it's beyond my little fickle brain to comprehend. But by faith, I believe God. You say, explain your oneness with Christ as Christ's oneness is with the Father, and He's in the Father, and the Father's in Him, and that they are in us, that they are one as the Father is with the Son. That's a glorious thought. Are you truly my son Esau? Yeah. I'm not saying that we are the glory express person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just telling you this, that if the Father accepts the Son, He accepts us. Verse 25 to 27. And He said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near, and he kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. You don't have to turn here. I'm going to just turn to Song of Solomon and read three verses of Scripture. Be it. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 9 to 11. Here's the Lord speaking to His bride. Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. Thou hast ravished my heart with one of thine eyes, with one chain of thy neck. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse. How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices. Thy lips, O my spouse, drop as the honeycomb, honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garments. Whose garments do you think she's wearing? She's wearing his. The smell of thy garments is like the smell of Lebanon. What's his is ours. He's given himself. Isaac called Jacob near him, and he smelled him. And he said, you smell like my son. You know, have you ever had someone, you're close, you're dear, they're yours, they're your mama, your daddy, somebody you're very, very close to, and you smell them, and you say, smell like my mama, smell like my dad. Christ is the fragrance of the Father's delight. And Isaac came, Jacob came, and Isaac smelled him. And he said, you're the one I'm going to bless. He is the blessed of the Father, and us in him. I pray, God, give us some understanding to the miracle of this gracious thought for His glory and our good.